Friday the 13th, you're also an expert on phobias and why people do what they do. Why is this day so ominous? Why do people just cringe when they hear this day?
Well, first of all phobias that relate to superstitions are a way of us dealing with uncertainty. So we make up these stories, we ascribe meanings to things over the years, you know, over the centuries. Certain events happen on certain days, and historically it gets passed down that this becomes a lucky day or an unlucky day or an unlucky or lucky thing to do, just like walking under a ladder, for example. But the fear of Friday the 13th is called, the fear of saying this, Frigga Triska Decaphobia.
One more time.
Yes, Frigga Triska Decaphobia.
The fear of Friday the 13th.
Yes.
Frigga Triska.
Frigga meaning Friday, Triska meaning three, Deca 10, so 3 and 10, 13, and then phobia. And it really is a serious, I mean, it's, you know, we kind of laugh about it to alleviate anxiety, but it really is something that does cause people to change at least the way that they think during the day, which then can have other effects. It's estimated that at least 21 million people in the United States are affected by Triska so-and-so, Frigga Triska, and that you know, it makes them change their routine. It makes them decide not to drive or not to take a plane or not to go to work or to do other things that to protect themselves. And it comes from the combination of two other suspicions of superstitions. One is the number 12, the number 13, where 12 is considered the number of completeness. So anything extra to 12, you know, 12 months of the year, 12 hours of the clock, 12 tribes of Israel, mm-hmm. and so on. So 13 makes it irregular. It makes it, you know, it's jarring. And then Friday also has been considered an unlucky day.
I love Fridays.
I know, yes. It's like in some ways, you know, at the end of the work week, we celebrate Friday. But in some cultures, including ours, there has been an association with Friday with things like the stock market crash, Black Friday. It's been considered an unlucky day to take journeys or begin new projects. And, you know, it's interesting because, like in coaching seminars and so on, they'll tell you not to contact somebody to propose a new project on a Friday, not so much because of superstition, but they're talking about, you know, how it's the end of the week and people are winding down and this isn't a great time to suggest a whole big new project.
Well, you know, you're right about that because I will, for example, and I've always done this, Carol, I will stack the deck with meetings and things I have to do Monday through Thursday. But Friday, even though I'm doing the show that night, I don't want meetings. I don't want to have to do all these other things on that day because you got the whole weekend and nothing's going to get done. I like to do it during the first 4 days, and then you can wrap things up.
Yes, exactly. It's a wrapping up day. It's not a thinking of some new idea day.
That's so true. That's so true. But isn't it true, though, that people will determine their own destiny? So if you think bad things are going to happen on Friday the 13th, they will.
Well, yes, that's a big part of it. You know, as a psychiatrist, we know that if you approach a day or, you know, any kind of superstition or any kind of feeling that you have, it doesn't even have to do with superstitions, but just if you think you're going to fail a test or you think whatever it is, those negative thoughts can really gel in your unconscious mind and cause these things to happen. And of course, another way of looking at that is the law of attraction, that if you think about and focus on all these negative things, that you'll attract these negative things to you. So whenever this kind of thing happens and you're worried about something like Friday the 13th, and lo and behold, you know, there's bound to be something happening that's not great on this day, then people can say, well, of course, it's Friday the 13th.
You're a psychiatrist. You've seen a lot of people. How powerful is the mind?
You know, it's not just, the mind is incredibly powerful, not just as far as behavior, but as far as physical kinds of things too. The impact of stress, the impact of anticipating certain kinds of things, the symbolism, you know, when you're paralyzed with fear, for example, you know, things like that can cause actual physical consequences of these psychological phenomena. And, you know, it's besides the mind being powerful in a general sense, what people don't want to believe, a lot of people don't want to believe, but I've been seeing this every single day, is that it's not just about the things that are happening in our life now. We are impacted so much still, no matter what age we are, by the things that happened in our childhood. And people don't want to think that, because especially if they've had a bad childhood, they don't want to think that they're, you know, that that's inhibiting them in some way, or that that could be responsible for things in their current life. But it really, it's just amazing how you can trace things to issues, problems, traumas that happen in childhood.
Well, there's no question about it. I think it's in that childhood that has created most of these superstitions.
Yes, yes.
Looking at your parents or whatever.
Yes, this idea, you know, it's sort of like the beginning of man, the childhood of man, when we really had so much less knowledge than we have now. I mean, we're still essentially in our infancy, but when we didn't understand about the sun and the moon, and, you know, we had to try to make stories up to explain all of these different phenomena. And so, you know, we make up stories that then get connected to events that become superstitions.
Why do people have phobias? Why are they afraid?
Well, you know, it is this uncertainty. It is the fact, it's a fear, it's a lack of control. It's a feeling that, you know, just when you think you know how to do something or how the world turns, you know, something comes up that is either dangerous to you physically or psychologically, or dangerous, you know, a parent dies and you don't understand why. There are just so many complexities. And, of course, phobias, you know, are more than, I mean, there's general free-floating anxiety, and then there are specific kinds of phobias. They talk about there being an animal type of phobia, a natural environment type, blood injection injury type, situational type, and then other types that include everything else that we're afraid of.